This coming Shabbos, Parshas Beshalach, otherwise known as Shabbos Shira, many will observe a custom, a minig that dates back upwards of 400 years, and that is to feed the birds chita, wheat, or chitim, wheat kernels, or other types of food. And this minig, like most minhagi Yisrael, had two different camps, one group of strong supporters to this minog, showing mikoros ne'emanim, the basis and the reason behind this custom. Yet others strongly and vehemently opposed this minog. Let's take a look at the four reasons for this minog, and then share with you the poskim who argued vehemently on this custom, and then certain poskim who tried to reconcile the halacha with this minog. The first reason, maybe and arguably the most well-known reason for this custom, can be found in the Sefer the Munkacher Rav Nimukei Or HaChaim in Simen Shin Chav Dalet, quoting Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. It could also be found in the Sefer Lukutei Maharich, the Sefer Minhagim of Rav Yisrael Chaim Freeman of Rakov, quoting the Chozem Milublin. Both turn to the Parsha of the Mon which was the miraculous food that fell throughout the 40-year sojourn in the desert, was to be found every single morning on the doorsteps of Bnei Yisrael's homes. However, Sheshes Yamin Tilketuhu, 6 days you could go out and collect the man. However, Vayom Ashvi Shabbos, Lo Yibon, the seventh day you are prohibited from going out and collecting it. It had already fallen twice on Erev Shabbos, thus Shabbos you're taking care of, and that's the reason why we eat Lechem Mishneh throughout the three Sudos on Shabbos. However, we're familiar with Dasan Ve'avirim, the rabble-rousers, the anarchists, who tried always to show up and to fight and to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and here the story is just the same. In an attempt to show up Aaron and Moshe, when the night of Friday night, Leil Shabbos, they went to Machane Yisrael, and they placed wheat and wheat kernels throughout the camp, because they wanted that when Bnei Yisrael awoke in the morning, they would see what they thought was man. But miraculously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that birds, ophos, tziporim, came after Dasan Ravir and went into their homes and ate up all of the wheat and the wheat kernels. And the Nimukei Or HaChaim, as well as the Likutei Maharich, quote that this is the meaning of the pasuk, the next pasuk, Vayihi Bayom HaShvi'i, when the Shabbos morning arrived, Yatsu Min Ha'am, members of Bnei Israel specifically, Dasan Ve'aviram went out to collect Lilkot, to collect what they had left over the night before, Vilo Matsu, and they didn't find the wheat kernels, the food that they left behind, because miraculously the Ophos and the Tziporim came and ate them all up. And thus, in an attempt to give a Makir Tov, Hakaras Atov to the Tziporim, every year Parshas Beshalach, when we read the Parsha of the Man, we reminisce, we remind, we commemorate, we thank the birds, we go outside and we give them chita and chitim, the wheat and the wheat kernels to eat, to thank them for the miracle that they performed. Not only was their man, but also this trick that Dasan Baviram tried to do did not turn out successfully. That's the first reason. But there's a second reason found in the classic Sefer Minhagim, Mekorei Dinim V'Taimim Minhagim, Rav Avram Yitzchak Sperling of Lvov, the late 1800s. He refers to Psukim at the end of the Parshas Haman. Because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen that after the man fell, you should take in Tzinsenes Achas, take one canister, the same Shama, and take the man and place it in the Mishkan next to the Aron Kodesh, L'mishmeres L'doro Seichem, that we should always commemorate and remember the miracle of the man, because the man speaks to Klal Yisrael's emuno bitachon Hashem, their complete trust and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were in a midbar, the desert, they didn't have any food, no hydration, but we recalled and we remembered how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us, and we trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He would send us the man every single morning, and we didn't take extra. And therefore, in order to remember that, we placed the Tzinsenes Achas in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash to remember that miracle, and Klal Yisrael's bitachon b'Hashem. Lo aleinu, today we don't have a Mishkan, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So at least one day a year, this day, on Shabbos Parshas Beshalach, we go outside, we place the wheat kernels, the food, to remember as well the miracle of the man, Klal Yisrael's bitachon b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Sefer Taimim Mikorios Hadinim, is the reason and the basis for the custom to feed the birds, Shabbos Parshas Beshalach. Thus we have two reasons based upon the the man. But there's yet a third reason, not to do with the man, but rather with Kriyas Yamsuf and Az Yashir. And this can be found in the writings of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, quoting his grandfather, who heard from an elderly gentleman who heard from the Maharal Miprag. The Maharal died in the year 1609, so this could be the earliest source for this minug. The Maharal would take all of the children Shabbos Parshas Peshalach into the chatzah, the courtyard, and he would tell them the story of Kriyas Yamsuf Az Yashir, and he would tell them that as the children walked through the Yam, they would see fruit trees on either side of the Yamsuf, and they would pluck fruit from the tree, and they would give it to the Tziporim and the Ophos, the birds, because the birds were singing Shira, they were singing with Bnei Yisrael Az Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael Az Ashira Zos Lashem Vayomer Lemor, Ashira Lashem Ki Goa Goa, and the Tziporim were singing, Bnei Yisrael were singing, and it was such a moving and experience. And the Maharal replayed that event and told the children how lucky they are that they had such ancestors, how lucky they are to be descendants of this great nation, and how the Tziporim, the birds, chirped with them, and how the children would feed the birds, and the birds were singing along. And thus, as a result of that event which took place, Bayamim Ahem, Bizman Hazeh, the Maharal Miprag, told the children that that's what they did, and therefore they gave the birds food to eat when they went home. And that's the reason, the basis of the custom of feeding the birds, Shabbos Parshas Peshalach, based upon the practice of the Maharal. But there's yet a fourth reason. In the Sefer Koach Yehuda, which is the Minhagim of the city of Frankfurt in Germany, there they explain that Parshas Peshalach regularly falls out right near Tu B'Shvat, and it happens to be that this year, Erev Shabbos Thursday, is indeed Tu B'Shvat. And that tells us that we're just 30 days away from Purim, 60 days away from Pesach. And as we get closer to Pesach, the Sefer Koach Yehuda in Frankfurt was telling the Jews, get ready, take your wheat seeds, start grinding to prepare the matzahs for Pesach. Pesach is coming 2 months away. Get ready. And thus we took at the seeds outside. We fed it to the birds to inspire us and to psych us up to prepare us for Pesach Haba Aleinu Letova. Thus 4 reasons for the custom. 2 based upon the man. 1 based upon Kriyas Yamsuf. Both in Parshas Peshalach. And the final, the Koach Yehuda, Minhage Frankfurt, preparing us for Pesach. However, this minhag was not without question. In the Magen Avraham, the classic Sefer Halacha and Orach Chaim Shulchan Aruch, Rab Avram Gombiner, Simen Shin Chav Dalet Ziv Zayin, notes this minhag and says, Yesh Nogin Lases Chitin B'Shabbos Shir Lefnei Ha'ofos. There are those who have the custom to feed the birds this Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach. Ve'eino Nachon, it's inappropriate, it's wrong, it's not a good custom. Shaharei Ein Mizonosam Alecha. We're not required to feed these birds. They don't belong to us. It's not your cat. It's not your dog. It's not your fish. It's not your pet. Ein mizono samalech, and therefore it's a tircha lelo tzorech. You're doing work and extraining yourself extraneously, extra. You shouldn't do it, because lahalacha, you shouldn't do something that is extra effort. And therefore the Magen Avraham says that this is not a custom that should be followed. This psach of the Magen Avraham is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah here in Simen Shin Chav Dalet. It's quoted by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Rav Balatanya, and also by the Ber Heitev here in Shulchan Aruch, but also by the Sefer Siddur Beis Yaakov Mi'emdin, and his paragraph on Shvat, he writes 3 words about this custom. Shtusu, the Aser. It's a silly custom and it's prohibited. Thus, these 5 great poskim, well aware of the minhag and the basis for the custom and the reasons behind this custom, felt that if you have a minhag that does not comport with halacha, it should not be followed. Therefore, you have a tug of war. On the one hand, a minhag with a good basis and good reason and strong origin. But on the other hand, there's questions if it's appropriate lahalacha. And therefore, the question is, what do you do when you have a minhag and you have a halacha? There were certain poskim who didn't take either side of the fence and rather tried to reconcile both. The Sefer Tosefus Shabbos and Simen Shin Chav Dalet explains that it is possible to reconcile. And the Tosefus Shabbos writes, Kaven Shinogu Kein L'Shem Mitzvah, since the custom developed to feed the birds because of a quasi-mitzvah, Mishum de Margula Bipumayu Sha'ofos Amrushira. He heard the reason of the 3rd reason, that the basis of the minhag was what, that the Tziporim, the Ophos, were singing Shira. Therefore, there's somewhat of a reason. There's a precedent for it. Therefore, lachein ein lahakpid al kach, you shouldn't be scrupulous, meticulous, and to stop people from doing it. Allow Klal Yisrael to do this minug. It's not so bad. It's l'shem mitzvah. It's okay. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simen Shin Chavdalad, the Das Torah of the Maharsham, as well in Simen Shin Chavdalad, quote this psak of the Tosefes Shabbos, supporting that this minug can be upheld and can be kept even against the questionable practice, as the Magen Avraham suggests. But there's another sefer that also reconciles this minhag. Rabbi Yair Bachrach, the great German posek, in Makor Chayim, writes as follows, Li nira, it seems to me, Shalom nasa rakishanosin lifnehem. It's only prohibited, it's only usher to feed animals that are not yours, because that's extra effort. The minkar lakol, because then everybody knows what you're doing. That it's a torah. Vikan, in this circumstance, in our minhag, sheminiach lefnei hachalon makavin, if you're just putting it outside, you're putting it outside of your window, what's wrong? That's not tircha lelo tzorach, that's not extraneous effort, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yair Bachrach, it should be absolutely, positively mutter, there's no problem whatsoever. In certain contemporary svarim, the tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg writes, in Chelik Yudalat Simen Chavches, Ain makom lavo lahasri al kach. There's no reason to question this minog, this practice, because minog Yisrael Torah, the custom of Yisrael is Torah, and therefore the minhagim have basis mikoros ne'emanim. Don't worry about the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Balatanya. There's enough basis. There's enough of strong opinions that allow it. The Tosefes Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Das Torah. It should be allowed, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg was of the opinion that this minhag can be kept. And the Tshuva Sefer Kinyan Torah, contemporary work, he says that the best thing to do is to keep the minhag, but Dud Ali Dei Katan, a child under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, should put the food outside, because even if there is a question of halacha, it's not so usher, therefore allow a Katan or a Katana to do it. Finally, in the Sefer of the Eshel Avram, the Buchacha Rav, he writes here in Simen Shin Chav Dalet, the best thing to do to get out of all of these problems is to put it out Erev Shabbos. If you put out the food Erev Shabbos, then you get out of all your questions. You keep the minute because the food, the chitim will be there on Shabbos, and at the same time, you don't have the problem of the Magen Avram of Tircha Shalol Tzorach. This minhag of putting food outside for the birds is a great example of various times and we find where minhagim clash with halacha. Certain poskim take the position that minhagim oker halacha, minhag Yisrael Torah, and therefore it's more important to keep the minhag even though there's a question halacha. Other poskim take the position, no, when minhagim clash with halacha, halacha trumps minhag, even though there are good reasons and solid foundation for minhagim. Nonetheless, halacha is a halacha. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, those are very, very good reasons not to follow the minhag because there's an isser. And then there's a third camp to try to reconcile the halacha with the minhag. That's the approach of the Rabbi Yair Bachrach and Mekor Chaim. That's the approach of the Tosefes Shabbos. If you're interested in minhagim, I would strongly encourage you to take a look at my Sefer, The Making of a Minhag, where I very, very often go through a variety of different minhagim and show how poskim b'alei halacha try to address and deal with this difficulty, how minhag works, what the basis of minhagim are, the strength of minhagim, the initiation of minhagim, the power of minhagim, and when they clash with halacha, what do you do and what is the approach to take in this circumstance? We're wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.